One, go.
Hey everybody, I'm here to say that Danish and O'Neill can make a day. I said that's the truth, it's no lie, so jump along the ride, don't feel shin high. Clap your hands, stomp your feet, and don't forget to say, hey, what up, Pete? Me a beach pony that's true and blue, B-22, we still coming for you. So raise your hands, put them in the air, you know we hold it down like Seagull's hair. At the park, or at the bay, or in the sauna at the YMCA.
This is what you have to do to win big tournament competitions. Look better than the other guy, make it look dangerous, deadly, and they love it.
Yeah! Yeah, buddy. I wait. That butter peanut.
Yeah, I gotta start off 2020. I was vengeance.
That Dillman, because he wants to sound like he's dropping this big old fucking nugget of knowledge on you, and then there's nothing there.
He's turning the world on its head.
He states the most obvious bullshit.
Happy 2020, everybody.
Yeah, it's 2020. Wow, it's crazy.
Quick note, everybody.
I feel like I haven't podcasted in forever.
Yeah, we're pre-recording this in 2019, so if something crazy happened over the course of that week, then we're not going to be talking about it on this episode.
Yeah, unfortunately. if there's a
major... Why are they mentioning this one crazy thing that's happened?
Why did they mention that somebody dropped an atomic bomb on Los Angeles?
Yeah.
How are these guys still alive podcasting? The whole place is annihilated.
Yeah, we'll see. So, so welcome to 2020, though.
I'm Barbara Walters.
Yeah, new show.
Oh, now we get a ton of these 2020 jokes.
That big girls
super
getting
topical.
Married.
We don't know if that's true.
Why not? It's true.
We could be spreading a rumor. You guys, you
call
really
off the engagement. You ruined the surprise.
Now she wants to get married because she heard you guys talking about it. Thought it'd be a good idea.
What's that? Big girl's having a kid. Congrats, big girl. We just start.
You're Daniel. Manifesting it. You got to stop.
Daniel LaRusso's going to fight. What's going down on the streets since I last saw you?
John Little's engaged.
5 minutes ago. Yeah, John Little's engaged.
Yorgo sent me this. The Yorgos. I think that's George in Greek, if I'm not
mistaken.
Go?
Yorgo.
Yeah. Yorgos. So Firas Zahabi, trainer. At TriStar Gym,
TriStar,
in Montreal.
GSP's
coach.
Did you
see Rory McDonald went to the Professional Fighting League, the Randy Couture?
I think he's doing it to get that $1 million purse.
Oh, okay.
You know, they have those...
like the tournaments?
I saw a lot of guys jump ship over there. They have a Grand Prix.
Yeah.
And then the winner gets $1 million, which is a pretty good payday.
It's a Grand Prix. You have to drive.
Yeah, you drive.
Driving race.
And then you punch people if you get close to them.
You have to fight in the pits.
But yeah, I saw that too. He's just become kind of a journeyman.
And he's just like a mercenary. I'll go where all the money is.
He could have stayed in the UFC. He was still a top five guy.
Yeah, he's taking...
Especially there's new guys.
He's taking some damage over the years.
I think those Robbie Lawler fights took it out of both Lawler and him.
And then in Bellator, he won. Didn't he get beat the fuck up, too, when he won the belt?
Yeah, but he was winning over there. I think he won his last fight, and then he jumped ship probably to get a better contract. Surprised he didn't go to 1FC or whatever, 1 Fighting.
Yeah. Oh, with Demetrius Johnson?
Yeah, where all those guys go over because they pay big money over there.
Yeah, over to the Filipinas with the Matumbo.
Yeah, they're a huge Asian MMA. They put the Asian and they put the A in MMA.
Yeah.
Mixed martial Asians.
So Yorgo sent me, Frost was on Rogan, I don't know when, but he sent me a little clip. And he told a story about the infamous George St. Pierre, his probably his best fighter ever. I would say.
I don't think it's been David able Loazzo surpassed.
David Loazzo and him 1A, 1B.
I'm starting to wonder if this guy, if it was just GSP or this guy has some sort of secret formula. It might have just been that he had GSP.
Who's a freak.
Yeah, freak athlete.
And just a freak in the bed.
Yeah, freak in the sheets.
Freak in the cage and freak in the sheets.
Freak in the sky.
So he said, he's like, this is probably, I'm assuming when they started out or I don't know.
But yeah.
He said he's like, I've shared a lot of hotel rooms with GSP. I don't think it was sexual. I think it was a coach, trainer, trainee.
Maybe he's the alien that's been probing GSP.
So if you don't know, GSP has said that he's encountered aliens. We've talked about it on this show.
Yeah.
And he said GSP would put a foam roller against the door at an angle. And he'd be like, George, what do you do? He would move it.
To see if somebody came in.
George's like, you have to leave that there? The aliens, if they come, they wipe my memory, but I know if that has been moved, it will spark a memory and I will know that they have been here. And Rogan's like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, you could tell. He thought, he's out there. He's out there a little bit.
Dude, why would he tell that story?
He's like, he quit fighting. He fucked me on money. He said he thinks he can be enticed by like a mega, just one mega fight.
But just let it go, dude. You've already fought all the mega. What's the mega fight?
I think he wants.
John Jones? Way too big for him.
I think
him.
He wants Habib. But he's too big. He's probably too big for him.
That's not going to. Then what? So you beat Habib, and then what? People are like, yeah, you're fucking.
But
not
then you
the
retire
same weight
again.
Class.
But I think he just loves competing. But it's just like, at some point, you got to give it
you
up.
Can't cherry pick it.
Yeah, you got to just. You can't just come back and leave. You know, like
you
either
won the middleweight title,
in or you're out.
I don't care if GSP fights Khabib.
It's crazy. Yeah, I don't either. It's crazy that he's putting booby traps in the hotel for the aliens. Jesus, he made it seem on Rogan like it was like something when I was a kid. This is like a lifelong thing that's plagued him.
Dude, he put a foam roller. Why wouldn't you put tape over the door?
Yeah.
Or like, why a foam roller? Anything could knock a foam roller over.
Wouldn't you go camera? Yes. GoPro? Just for the
No,
edit?
Because I guarantee you'd be like, oh, the...
They scramble it.
Also, okay.
They're invisible if you want.
The aliens coming through the front door?
Yeah, the hotel.
When they land in the parking lot?
Yeah,
because
Rogan may have said, like, they can't go through walls and stuff. And he's like, I don't know, man. He's like, I don't know the rules.
Why did he even bring this up? Because you were opening such a can of worms.
Man, it's such like an interesting topic.
Yeah, you're like, oh, by the way, I don't want to talk anymore about
this. I don't even
want
to talk about it to you. I wish George was here to talk about this.
Yeah, why would he even... That foam roller. I mean, there's a million things you could do.
Hey, George, you want me to kill the aliens?
Gypsy Rose, you are a very attractive woman, but you are in prison.
Hey, dog, fucking stay away from my fucking lady, man. This fucking bitch is hot.
Yeah, my heart belongs in the 209.
That's right, bitch. Yeah, fuck. Who you want me to fucking kill for you? I don't give a fuck no more.
The aliens look like the Diaz brothers coming through the door.
They wipe his memory. How much has his memory been wiped?
Dude, do you think that he just says this and keeps this going on because... When he has like a girlfriend and he cheats on her, if this is all allegedly, it's all hypothetical.
Yes.
What if he did that, but he's always like, the alien sucked my dick and gave me herpes?
It was an alien in a woman's body. I could not have mental power on me.
Dude, what if it is? What if this guy's like that dude
he's
from
genius.
Don't Fuck with Cats?
He's a genius.
He's just an evil genius and he has this plan.
Have you seen Don't Fuck with Barry Katz? Man, yeah, the Hollywood manager.
No one's watching it.
Man, Fraser Smith, do not F with Barry Katz.
I've also seen Don't Fuck with Katz Deli.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Where Harry met Sally.
Yeah.
Which I'm saying a lot of our audience may not even know what that is.
I'm going to say even people that are born in that era. It's romantic comedy that was, you know. To be honest with you, I don't think I've ever seen it.
I've never seen it either.
I don't think I've seen it. I really didn't really have any interest in it.
No. The only scene I know about is her faking an orgasm at the deli.
And if you watch that scene now, it's very embarrassing. It's like that real cringeworthy where you're like, ooh, this worked in the 80s.
I come a lot when I'm eating deli meat, just for the record.
I come in my pants all the time at delis.
Yeah, who doesn't? I got to give a 90-day fiance a quick roundup of new season, season 7.
I saw somebody lost their visa on Yahoo News.
Oh, really?
Which is the worst news of all time.
I'm not up to date, but here's what I've seen
so far.
No,
I saw like this. I think this is off the show. Okay. Somebody got their visa revoked.
Let me just go through the cast. TLC is just, what a hit. Numerous spinoffs.
Why did we not talk about this?
Oh, the new show?
Yeah.
I don't think
before
it's out
you get
yet.
A 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, new TLC show that's going to sweep the airwaves.
And what's it called?
Hot and Heavy.
Hot and Heavy. It's about...
Most insulting title for a show for you to be on ever, if you're the heavy, by the way.
I like it. I think people were outraged by it. So it's larger women. And when I say
is
larger,
is it women or is it just? I thought it was just one. Well, one couple members hot, one couple members fat.
Yeah, I mostly saw women on there. Okay. Because mostly dudes are chubby chasers
and feeders.
There aren't a lot of chicks go for personality. Dudes go for their fetishes.
Hey, Eric H. You know who you are. How about you get on there?
Yeah, I could.
Why don't you make an appearance?
Find some romance. Yeah. If you have a really good personality, you could be 600 pounds and get a lady. Maybe if you're a dude, but if you're a lady, you're gonna have to go with a dude who's a chubby chaser.
They had another title they had up on the big board. My 600 pound wife. But yeah, didn't make the cut.
I know. Well, it's because they're not married yet. I yeah. guarantee you, if one of these couples gets married, then it'll be that. But these were large women, and they were getting in a hot tub.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
When I say large, I'm saying like 300 plus. And then like all the water was spilling out. Or maybe in my mind, I'm just adding that part. I think that's what happened, though. And people
were
outraged.
How many were in there? How many were soaking?
Three.
And just any guy.
But I think it was like an eight man.
What were they wearing?
They were just partying. Like
they were partying hard.
It's just like 400 pound chicks, like
having a good time
partying. Yeah,
400 pound chick sorority girls,
and like trying to fuck dudes.
Interesting.
I mean,
I'm along for
hot
it.
And heavy. I don't understand the issue here.
They're talking about hot and heavy romance.
Also, it describes it perfectly.
Yeah, the bite-sized snippet.
Also,
if you're watching TLC. You're not in it for like good morals.
Yeah.
All their shows are you just laughing at people.
Were people mad because they're like one's hot, one's heavy? What if it's these chicks are hot and heavy? By the way, they're heavy. There's no denying that.
Yeah.
Like they are well above the average size.
Yeah. What are you supposed to say?
But I mean like 3 to 4 times.
Yeah.
The average weight.
And if they're on the show, they're the ones, they were getting paid.
They seem to love it.
Yeah, they're having a good time.
They were celebrating their large.
Don't get offended. If you don't like it, don't watch it.
They were large and in charge. They looked like they were having a great time.
Hot and large and in charge doesn't have the same ring as hot and heavy.
No. But large and in charge, I would watch that show.
What about hot and husky? Dude, but they're not husky. These are big ladies.
Why doesn't TLC doing large and in charge? It's just about fat bosses.
Undercover fat boss.
They could set themselves up
for great spinoffs.
How are we not pitching shows to them constantly?
We should be. Just like we have no talent to be attached to this.
No,
this exists.
But you could go to any old country buffet and cast this fucking show.
So here's the 90 Day Fiancé season 7 cast. I'll get through it pretty quick. There's a 42-year-old guy.
This is brand new season.
Yeah.
Okay.
Liz, I'm a little behind, but I'm like halfway through the season right now. This guy is 42, lives in Greenwich, Connecticut, one of the richest places in the U.S., I think.
He's well-to-do?
Yeah, he's in the wine business, and this guy's a real bag. He's got every sports car. He's a big Ford guy, so I think he's got like a real old-school.
He's got a Raptor.
Old-school Mustang, some sort of like real low-to-the-ground looking thing. I don't know.
Probably a Ford GT.
I don't know. Yeah, it looked like it may have been. Racing stripes on it.
Yeah.
So he gets involved with a 20-year-old Brazilian who looks legitimately like she's like 15 from a dirt.
Not a good look for this guy.
Dirt poor area, Brazil. And like a lot of people on the show, he's got kids. He's got a 12-year-old son and a...
Divorced.
Yeah. Wife is his age, but they're like best friends. Me and my wife, best friends.
See, my thing always is when you are best friends with your ex, then you clearly have some shit going on. Like either you're gay... Or you're into some weird, funky shit that she knows about. She's like, okay, clearly this isn't me. Like, this is some weird fetish you have, which might be his fetish for, like, some girl that looks like she's real young.
Well, then these foreigners, though, get irate because, like, a lot of them are from, a lot of them just happen to be hot-headed, I guess. And they just freak out. Like, why are you talking to your wife? It's like, I have kids. Well, but it's like, you don't need
Brazilians
to be best friends.
Brazilians are hot-tempered.
Yeah. So,
Spanish chicks.
So this girl is quote-unquote a model. But she's from a dirt-poor area of Brazil. And
what's she modeling?
I don't know. So he meets her on a yacht. And I want to say, like, Croatia or somewhere like
that. He meets her on a yacht.
Yeah.
So what you're speculating is maybe she's an escort.
Well, so then they go to the embassy to try to get her. She gets denied her visa like multiple times just to visit the U.S. And they say no.
But she's able to go to Croatia and stuff.
Yeah. And she's like, no, but I'm a model. And they're like, eh.
Well, she's trying to get a work visa there?
So then on the
night. Is she hot?
She's good looking, yeah.
Okay.
But for me, like, she's just not. She's just, like, stick thin, no boobies.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
No, like, she legit
I don't like that model look.
She legit looks like a... I'm, like, not kidding. Like, looks... I'll show you her if you want. Looks like
a
child.
I'm not into a model look. Like, I'll take hot and heavy over the model look.
She almost looks like she could be Asian. Like, kind of, like, Leota Machida-ish. Like, a little bit Asian somewhere in there. Okay. Like, but just very young looking. And acts very young. And talks almost like in a baby-ish.
What's she doing in a yacht in Croatia?
So then they go to get the 90-day fiancé, the K-1 visa, it's called, and they... and
get the K-1 jelly.
So they don't allow cameras, but they talk about it after, and the guy's pissed, and she's pissed, and they're like, what'd they ask you? And she's like, they ask if I'm an escort since I was 13. And the guy's like, why would they even ask that? I don't even understand why they'd ask
that.
Dude,
you dumbass. Do the math.
Why did she end up in Croatia from a dirt poor area of Brazil, and you can't prove that she's a model anywhere?
Also, I feel terrible for her because she's probably forced into fucking prostitution at 13.
Oh, no. I'm not saying it's like...
No, but I mean, dude, like, dude, you're also 42 and she likes you?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, dude. She should be with a fucking 20-year-old.
So he gives her full access to his credit cards while she's in Brazil.
What a dumbass.
So she, on the show, she's still in Brazil. He just goes, oh, he's buying her like a thing of jewelry. And this scumbag jewelry salesman's like this old man. He's like, here's what you do. Because he tells her, he's like,
she's coming. Brazilian guy?
No.
Oh.
He's like, hey, this is in America.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, this is what you do. He's like, she's coming to the U.S. He's like, is it a necklace? You'd say, I got you a pendant because I want it to be close to your heart. And he's like, this is my first rodeo. He's like a real scummy fucking guy. The guy spends like $6,000 on this necklace because he wants to custom make it.
What a fucking dope.
So he gives her the thing and he goes, hold on. While he's at the register getting rung up and he's on the phone, he goes, what? He's like, you bought what? And the guy, the register guy's died. He's like, oh, it turns out he's like, here it is. He gave her his card.
This guy knows the
fucking deal. She bought a car.
No.
She bought a car. Weeks before, like not long before she's supposed to come to the U.S. And she goes, well, I didn't know if I was going to get it. So basically, like, I'm getting something out of this.
Oh, what? So now,
and the guy's
she's coming to live with him?
And the guy's like, I was kind of upset by that.
She's coming to live with him.
Yeah.
And so now she's just...
She left the car there. So she comes. He goes, where's the car? She goes, oh, my cousin's using it as a cab. This motherfucker.
It's like a guy.
This guy, I go, oh,
this
my.
Guy's wondering why she was flagged as a prostitute.
I go, dude, come on. What are you doing?
Is he that? What's this guy look like?
The guy really fucking annoys me. I don't know.
He's like a normal looking guy.
Yeah.
Average guy?
He could get an American chick. I mean, he has money.
What's his wife look like? Ex-wife.
She's a decent looking cute lady. But she's like in her 40s.
And what's he doing?
I don't know.
What's he doing?
Dude, he's got a kid who's the son's like this real precocious. I'll say it because I was. He's a little fat boy and he's like very precocious, like smarter than the dad, the daughter too. Like, the kids are always like the smartest people on this show.
Because the adults are all in denial.
And the son's just like, he just speaks like he's like way above his age. But he's just like, my first impression of her, I think she's very pretty. And the daughter's like, yeah, she is very pretty. And the mom, you know, is like watching this, like, fuck that. And the son's like, oh, my dad's a lucky guy. And I'm like, oh, Jesus, this guy's going to be beating it to this lady.
Yeah, to that kid, he's like, please bring her over here. Maybe I can fuck her.
Yeah, she's like, she's only 11 years older than me. And I'm like, oh, my, it's so weird.
Dude,
weird.
If she's a call girl, then this kid can definitely, if he kicks her some cash.
He's going to be watching stepmom porno. Like, this is a weird.
He's going to be watching. He's going to be living it.
Who knows?
This guy might be boning her.
So the episode I left off on, they're talking about a prenup, and she's not happy about it. She feels powerless.
I hope to God that he doesn't go through with the prenup. He deserves it.
He's like,
I don't get any of these people. Dude, you're not finding love. Like, just, I don't know. Fucking, you can find plenty of gold diggers in America.
Yeah, and you can find a 20-year-old in America.
Yeah.
He's just like, we're so in love. We've traveled the world together.
Wait, blah, no, blah, you blah. Met her while she was banging dudes in Croatia.
Here she is.
Allegedly.
There she is on the
let me see
the
this.
Side of the screen. You can tell there how uncurvaceous.
Wait, to the right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's cute.
She's a good-looking girl.
You could find...
Doesn't she look... I mean, she looks young, right?
Yeah, but I wouldn't get her from Brazil.
Yeah.
What do you... She's like, you know, she's going to need years of therapy. If she was a prostitute at 13,
Like, they don't say if she was or not.
I know, but if it was,
yeah,
then like clearly it's, yeah, it's not by choice.
A lot of damage.
So she's going to need years of therapy. She's also 20. Like, Jesus Christ, once this lady realizes all the damage that's been done to her, you're in for a fucking real haul here. I don't understand why this guy would ever put this on TV.
She was married before. She claims it was an arranged marriage she was forced into. And she,
how old was she then?
I think 19.
Jesus. So she's a year out of a fresh arranged marriage.
Well, now they met when she was 20. Now she's like 23, I think. Then there's this girl, American girl. She meets a South African. I'm not sure if it's online or traveling.
Couldn't they? You know what I would love to see is a 90-day fiance, just an added bonus of them secretly going down there and recording her and her friends hanging out, talking about what a dope this fucking guy is.
Yeah, for sure. And it's like her cousin, like, oh, you need a cab? I'll get it for you.
Yeah.
Use this card. And he didn't cancel it either. He's just like, hey, don't do that.
Oh, my God.
And they go, how much have you spent on it? And he wouldn't say. They go, over 100 grand? He goes, I won't say.
Oh, then that's yes. Yeah. I love when people don't admit to this fucking...
And the mother of the kids was the one like, are you getting a prenup? I want my children to be taken care of. Like, I don't want this lady taking their money.
Yeah, no kidding. It's like that. Have you seen that new Bikram yoga documentary?
No, I haven't.
It's not as good as the real sports, but on there, he's doing the deposition about raping these women. Yes. And all he kept doing is, I plead the fifth. So basically, you're not saying no. You're saying, I'm not going to answer this about whether I raped this chick.
Yeah.
The same with this guy. Why don't you just say no? She didn't spend 100 grand because she did.
So there's this girl, American girl, and this South African guy. He comes to the U.S.
What's the girl look like?
Not great.
What's the guy look like?
She keeps saying how much of a stud he is. Not great. Like, he's all, I don't know. He's like a decent looking guy. They're like all right looking, I guess. They're not great, either of them. They're like,
they could pull people, though, in the U.S.
Yeah, easily. But the lady, her big thing is, they didn't say what she did for a living, but she's big into like political protesting.
It's not an occupation.
They pull a clip of her like yelling at Joe Biden and getting thrown out in handcuffs. She's like, shut up! Joe Biden's like, oh, okay. Like, oh, whoa. It's like, what the fuck?
How is that? Dude, I would love to be on the casting of these.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're like, all right, here's this lady. Let's look her up. Is she on YouTube? Oh, here's her getting Biden, yelling at Biden.
So,
was Biden, why is she yelled at Biden? Because he's caressing her children.
Who knows? Yeah. So she, I've never seen something like this. She knows this guy. They've been together. Like, some of these people go on for years, like in different fucking continents. And so he's coming here for the 90-day thing. And she's like freaking out, like, oh my God, I'm freaking out.
Oh my God.
She buys him like all these flowers. And I'm like, what guy gets off a plane and wants flowers?
What is this, Coming to America?
She starts sprinkling. She brings two friends to the airport too. Like, what's he want her friends?
How embarrassing would this be, by the way?
She's like, oh my God, I'm freaking. She's like crying.
But she's sprinkling the flowers?
Sprinkling. Not only does she have bouquets for this motherfucker, she's sprinkling them on the ground. This fucking old man who works there is like, they go, hey, what are you doing?
I'm doing my job, you fucking cunt.
She's sweeping him up. He goes, boss says he don't like. And she's like, you wait 2 minutes, like a piece of shit. I go, you treat this fucking guy? Yeah. He's doing his job.
Fuck you, bitch.
And I go, what guy gets off a plane and goes, oh, you didn't give me the pedals on the floor? What are you doing?
It's an airport.
She's treating him like a woman. She's kind of the man, and she treats him kind of like a woman. She like, but old school, like misogynistic, steamrolls him. She's like, tells him he's dumb, basically, and is like, she's like, I get him to do what I want. I just tell him like whatever I want, and he does it.
She has that real arrogance.
She's kind
about
of
it.
Fatitude. That's so then she goes to
she's not the fun loving hot and heavy chicks.
No, she goes to a sex shop. She starts buying all these vibrators and claims she really loves the fuck, and she wants their like night together in the U.S. to be real fucking passionate.
So why are you buying a bunch of vibrators? Why don't you just let the guy fuck you?
I don't know. So then they're cuddling too, because it's weird because they basically.
So they watch the producers watch them fuck.
They have to leave, but they all set up like, "Hey, we're fucking!" Like, but it's so
that's weird. Like, you got to get out of here because
they're like making out. And the camera's there, and they're like, "All right, you got to go." Then they come back, and they're all like,
"Producers, like make out again? Can you do that again?"
I think they're like, "Oh, keep the sound on. We got to hear this."
Oh, I can't stand that.
So then they're like cuddling in bed. She loves twirling his armpit hair.
Ugh.
She's like, oh, I miss this so
what
much.
What does he have? The stick deodorant? You remember the stick deodorant clamp onto your
So fucking gross.
Is it a white guy?
Yeah.
So some he's South like, African
I'm from the South African bush. He's like a, he loves taking his shoes off. Like
a so he's like a hillbilly of South Africa.
Like a Crocodile Dundee type.
Okay. Yeah. She may have watched that movie one too many times.
Her friends are like, what do you want to do? Because like they've heard he has a bad work ethic.
Oh, always a good guy to get in a relationship with.
He's like, yeah, you know, he was a bartender there. That's how they met, I think. She went to a bar and he hit on her. And he's like, oh, you know, I might be a bartender. Like, oh, okay, that's good. He's like, get my feet under. Like, okay, that's good. He's like, or a fireman. Like, oh, that's a good career.
Fireman.
And then he goes, or an opera singer. I'd like to audition for Hollywood movies. I don't know. They were like, wait, what? All of them together.
Dude, first of all.
It's like, what are you, a child?
You got to be qualified to be a fireman.
Yes.
Second of all.
And it's competitive. Highly competitive.
You're going to be an opera singer or Hollywood movies?
Which are both easy to do. And then
where's she live?
She lives in Connecticut.
Oh, so wait, he's not even close to Hollywood.
Dude, they live in the mom's backyard in a fucking shed that she told him would be ready. He gets there and she's like, yeah, you got to do all this
shit.
It's not done.
Legit shed?
A shed, yeah. And then, dude, in the episode I just watched, she goes, oh, by the way, in the middle of the 90 days, I'm leaving. I'm going to Costa Rica. You can't leave the U.S. because you're on a visa. So you're going to be here with my mom alone.
Oh.
And he's like, what? And
what does
like,
she do?
She's going there for a fucking, she's studying with a shaman to learn how to administer herbal medicine to people.
Dude, no way.
I was dying. He goes, I support her. I can't tell her not to go.
I thought about becoming a street shaman.
You should. Dude, untapped. She said what? She wants to be like her community's local shaman.
What?
Who's looking for that?
Who's she replacing? Do they already have a shaman?
She was going to go to CVS. They don't.
This lady's crazy. Also, what? So this guy, were they together before the show ever started?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say otherwise.
But they spent like a total of like 2 months together over like years.
Oh, so when he heard this opportunity, he's like, oh, my time to shine.
They're like fighting bad already.
Can he sing?
No, I don't know. He hasn't done anything.
Who says I'm going to do opera?
I think he's just this weirdo guy who like lives life like thinks he can do anything, but I think he has no talent.
Why doesn't she take him and they can be dueling shamans?
Yeah.
He could be a shaman. By the way, how do you make money? Is this family money?
No, it's not a great
place. Well, she's living in a shed.
Yeah.
I guess not.
Yeah, it's not. They're not loaded.
She's like, can you move the mower over?
the mom's real smoker. She's like, yeah, you know, like, because the guy's crying that she's leaving. He's like weeping. Weeping.
He's like, I got to stay with this fucking old bag.
And she's like, you know, your time's going to be occupied. I'm going to be mowing the lawn. I'll give you stuff.
Jesus Christ. How old's this guy?
He's like in his 30s.
This guy wants to go there and do chores?
Yeah, he goes, I'm
stuck. He wants to do chores for the fucking mother.
What the fuck? John Little relationship. What the fuck are you doing?
If someone told me, oh, thank God you're here. I got chores for you. I go fuck yourself.
Hey, thanks for displacing your life in your country. Coming here. My mom's going to tell you what to do.
Oh, I got all kinds of. All right, first of all, cut the lawn, then eat my pussy.
Daniel,
then I want you to trim the hedges.
Let me see, paint the fence.
Then I want you to spit my asshole.
Sand the deck. What the fuck, Miyagi?
Come in my butt.
And the mom's a carpenter, and she's not doing the shed. He has to do it.
Wait, the mom's a carpenter?
Yeah, she goes, you took my she shed. I had my tanning bed out there.
Oh, no.
I had to move it. She goes, don't come out in the morning. It's when I do my hot tubbing out back. I go, this guy.
Who hot tubs in the morning?
This guy lives like a prisoner.
Dude, I would commit suicide.
That's right.
No joke. I would commit suicide.
I think I said the same to Courtney, and she said I was being extreme. I go, you
no,
just,
I
go,
would
it's
do
horrible.
It. Just you describing that is giving me like anxiety.
Then there's this guy in Florida. He's 41. He actually lives in the town I went to college in. He's from New York. Thick fucking New York accent. Beautiful Latino ponytail that he rocks. Makes his son rock the same.
Greasy?
No, but just
makes the son also have a ponytail.
Yeah.
That should be child abuse.
Yeah, it's not good.
You're like, son, you're going to
get son looks like a girl. Like, but he has like a pretty face and like a long, beautiful ponytail. So he goes on Facebook, meets this Dominican woman, and he's like, I'm going to meet you. And she's like, when? So he books a cruise that stops in the Dominican Republic. He hangs out with her for 8 hours. He claims it was so great that he proposed on the spot.
Did he fuck her?
Until she... No, I don't think... I don't even say.
8 hours?
Until she moved to the U.S., that was all he had ever seen this woman. 8 hours of time.
Sometimes it's crazy to me that what... Like, I have... Like, who... Where are these people running into these people? Where someone's like, we need to get married, and they agree, and they've spent for 8 hours, and it's like, are you out of your fucking mind?
Because people, like, he met with his friend. It was Dominican. He's like, Dominican women chase money. He's like... Look, man, you take chances, you fall, you rise up. Who, you know, you got to live life. You chase love, you get burned.
Yeah, no, but he's telling you that like, there's a pitfall here.
Like, you're going to get burned.
Life is full of pitfalls. If you can dodge one of them, then good on you. But to say, like, I hate when people go, hey, man, life happens. Yeah. I understand. Yeah. But you're actively pursuing obstacles to put into your life, you fucking moron.
So he takes this lady, his lady is like the meanest woman ever. Like,
is she so mean. Is she hot?
Not my style. She's very like curvaceous, but like it's got some you know, like back fat, like a little bit of that. She's not fat, but she's like a very thick woman.
Yeah, she's curvy lady.
Yes.
But she's a dick.
Oh, she is mean. Oh. He takes her to the Goodwill for clothes.
Oh, big mistake there.
And she freaks the fuck. She's like, these clothes are yours? What the, you take me here? So it's like screaming at him. Whoa. And he's like, well, you too good for this? Like, they start like yelling.
She's like, yes, I am.
Yeah, like they're going to like fight each other. You're like, oh shit. She meets, he's like, you got to meet my kid's parents.
Oh.
He's like, the daughter.
Wait, my kid's. My kid's parents?
Sorry, my kid's...
Or it was his mother.
I'm sorry, the kid's mother's parents. Okay. Grandparents, sorry.
Okay.
The mother's out of the life.
Why? Well...
He didn't say why, but she must have been.
Oh, so he's tight with the grandparents? God, this what an awkward fucking situation this is.
So she doesn't want to do it, and he's like, just meet him, it's fine. So they go to like this park, and the lady shows up, and I'm looking...
What is this, a drug deal?
Yeah, it was weird.
Meet me in the park.
So the grandmother... Looks, by the way, like 48 years, like 45, like young.
Oh, like, probably is. Wait, how old's this dude?
He's 41.
Oh, okay, he's 41.
But who knows? Their daughter could be 20, I don't know. So the grandma's like, can I speak to you alone? And the girlfriend like instantly becomes like super combative. And like, she's like, I don't need to know you. Like, you're nobody to me. I don't care about you. The woman's like, I'm trying to be like cordial to you. And she's like, I don't care. And so she's just like, okay. So then the woman just out of nowhere just goes, all right, fine. I'm just going to tell you. You're going to find out anyway. And I'm like, what's she? And she goes, I'm an adult film star. And the lady's like, what?
Oh, the grandmother is?
The grandmother's a porn star.
No way.
And the lady's like, I don't know. What?
What's the grandmother's name?
She goes, I'm in porn.
She's currently in porn.
Yeah, currently in porno.
What's
and I noticed she had big beef cannons that were on display.
Like, does she look like a porno chick?
I'll show you.
Like fake lips and stuff?
A little bit.
And so she's
the
doing
grandfather
like,
looked like he may have been involved as well.
So like, she's doing like granny porn now.
I would say so, yeah. Hold on a second.
Jesus Christ. What a fucking
TLC's like, what a family. We gotta get them on.
Do you think that when they heard that they're like, oh my God, thank you so much.
They're like,
there
oh,
is a God.
Here comes a reality show award for us.
Dude, spinoff. Porn couple.
Let me see.
How about this? Little World Big Dick. The porn star.
Yeah, I'm in porn now. It's Matt Roloff.
Oh my God, dude. I would love if Roloff got into porno.
Her name is Diamond Fox with three X's.
Let me see a picture of her. It's a little out of my wheelhouse.
So then after to the guy, she's like, she's telling me what to do. She's a porno star. She bitch. I was like, she seemed like pretty well spoken. Not that you're like super dumb to be in porn, but like, well-spoken, like...
She's lasted this long. She must be fairly smart.
And she was grilling the lady, like, are you on birth control? And the lady got pissed. She's 46. I was dead on.
Let me see.
5 foot tall.
Wait, but... Oh, yeah. I guess the daughter could have been younger.
There she is. There's the son. They're the top of the top towards me.
Oh, yeah. That lady's a grandmother?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She looks great. She looks great. But again, she's like Ari's age.
I dated Diamond Fox with three X's.
I went to high school with Diamond Fox, but back then she wasn't Diamond Fox.
No, her name was Shoshana.
Shoshana Ali.
Bernstein.
So that was interesting. I was like, that's an interesting wrinkle that I did not see coming.
Wow. The mom looks young.
Yeah.
And she looks like she's in her 30s, like mid-30s with those big old beefers.
So then this lady starts getting super jealous. It comes out that, yeah, it turns out he doesn't have one kid. He's got five kids by four women.
Wow.
He only sees the one that lives with him because I think the lady took off. Jesus.
His mom's a porn star. The kid's grandmother's a porn star.
Yeah.
What a fucking world we live in.
Oh, man.
What a great world we live in.
What a time to be a kid.
Yeah. These people exist and they want to be on TV.
You imagine being friends with this kid. You meet his grandma and she's got, you're like, your grandma's a porn star? That's insane.
Dude, this kid, does he have a shot? So his dad's bringing in some chick that he proposed to.
Well, the dad's
hours
like
the Dominican Republic.
Dad, by the way, is a Lyft or Uber driver. They didn't say which. He said a ride share driver.
He's got fucking five kids. He only sees one.
Yeah.
I guarantee you know why he only sees that one? Because the grandmother's a porn star. He probably wants the Piper.
He said, like, to the woman, he's like, to the Dominican lady, he's like, is that, you know, do I want to be around people like this? No, but it's a grandma. I'm, you know, I'm not going to deny him knowing it's, that's out of the family.
Yeah, he's probably, dude, he's that guy, the other grandmother.
He's probably jerking it to her,
dude,
by the way.
I guarantee you he's, like, always hitting on her.
They live in Florida.
Oh, my God. So of course.
Is there a big porn scene there?
Yeah. It's second. It might be bigger. So everybody, once they did that mandatory condom thing, everybody went to Florida. Now, they still do shoots out here. And I think
Vegas
they do
is
without.
Big, too, I think.
But not nearly as big. Like, Florida now is like
makes
a
sense.
Hub, a huge hub.
Makes sense. Yeah, so that was like, what a TLC touchdown pass. The grandmother, who sees it coming that the grandma's in porno?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable combo.
How come they don't have awards for these producers?
Like Cats, casting 101.
Like if
you wrote that scripted, they'd be like, that's stupid. No. You have the grandmother in porno? Like, that's dumb.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, this is real. That's real.
How come they, because this to me is Emmy material, like Emmy award winning.
Yeah, fuck
soap
operas.
The fact that you guys got a fucking dude with a greasy ponytail.
His son is a ponytail.
Dominican Republic.
By the way, what's the daughter
only
doing?
Only talks to one kid and his grandmother's a porno.
The daughter's got to be like on crazy drugs, right? To not have anything to do with the kid. And the mom who's a porn star is like, hey, I'm disowning you as a daughter. What do you do to have a porn star mom be like, you're out. I'm out.
Oh, man. Yeah, she's alive.
Yeah.
Probably hates the kid's ponytail. Probably hates the guy so much that she's like, just fucking, I'll give you the kid if you just never talk to me again.
The guy at times talks like, I don't know, I'm not going to say he's ever beat a woman, but he definitely talks like he could go in that direction. He like starts yelling at this lady like he's going to fight her. I'm like, oh boy. And the son loves this lady as like a mother figure right off the bat. And you're like, this is sad.
Oh, man. How old's the kid?
He's like 4 or 5.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And he's just like, I love you. Like, he just met her. These idiots Skyped every day for like however many years between that 8-hour meetup.
Dude, it's never the same.
The lady's like, I want to get married in Miami. He's like, you think I'm made of money? You think I'm made of money? He starts screaming.
He's like, you know how many Uber drives I'm going to have to get?
Yeah, it's like, she thinks like, they all say, I watched the U.S. on TV. It's like, but you're going to fucking, you're not going to Beverly Hills.
Should have held out for somebody.
You're going to live in a shed and mow some lady's lawn.
Man, what a fucking world. This world is just like, or this show just kind of sums up like
2020.
The side of humanity that you try to forget about at times. But the problem is, like, even in small towns, like, this is how this, like, I remember there's all kinds of fucking insane shit going on at all times.
One of maybe my favorite couple on the show, this lady named Anna, and she's got 3 kids. One's 16. Which is, why would you bring a 16-year-old? Like, why would you get them involved in this? I'll tell you why in a second. One's, like, probably 13, and one's, like, 6. They all look to be of the same father. They all look alike. So she's a beekeeper. I don't know if it's her career or just a hobby.
She's an apiary?
Yeah. So she meets this fucking beekeeper from Turkey who is...
Oh, wait. Another beekeeper.
They meet on a beekeeper forum on Facebook.
Is she hot?
No.
Is he hot?
No.
Okay,
dude, this guy is like, this may have been the guy that Sacha Baron Cohen met to do Borat.
No.
The guy speaks like 2 words of English, and he learns no more being on the show. So these motherfuckers are typing into a phone to communicate, just handing it back and forth. And the 16-year-old like hates him right off the bat. Well, the kids find out that he denies that she has kids because he's a Muslim and he doesn't want to tell his family. He says he'll be excommunicated for his community. And so the kids are like, fuck you. Like, you're going to deny me. Go fuck yourself.
They openly
mock him to his face.
Because he doesn't know what they say.
She makes the mistake of just everything she says. She says, okay. And he goes, okay. And then a minute later, he's like, we go to there? And she's like, yeah, I told you that. And she gets frightened. I'm like, dude, he doesn't speak English. And you ask him, okay, he's going
to
say okay.
What happened to their dad?
She's out of the picture, of course.
And so he's probably laughing with his buddies at home, being like, can you imagine this? I used to be married to this lady.
So this fucking guy is so, oh my God, he's tremendous. She's like, we're going to a party. And he's like, what? She's like, we're going to a party for like a wedding shower. And he's like, I don't know, Anna. And she's like, we're going to a party, okay? And he's like, you got to talk to my friends.
How can he talk to him?
So he's there, and he's like, goes to this guy. He's like, how are you? The guy's like, good. He's like, okay. You know, that's all he had. And they're just standing there so awkwardly. And then everything he drinks, because he's a strict Muslim, he's like, alcohol in this? And they're like, no. And he's like, no. And they're like, no.
It's like, no? Yeah, we said no.
It's so fucking painful. Okay. It's so crazy. And the woman, like, I've never seen, the woman's like a child. So the guy, like the kid and they're fighting, her kids and this guy. And instead of like her talking to her own kids, she's like, her name's Marcel. She's like, Marcel, like, do you want to like tell them? Like, the guy speaks no English. So she just pulls back and is like, oh, you tell him like what to do.
Oh, so try to bring him in as a father figure.
And the son's like, you better not be like trying to discipline me or anything. He's like, what, Anna? What he say?
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
He's like, is there alcohol in this?
Yeah. I think on top of being like knowing no English, he may be on the spectrum.
Oh, he works with bees.
He gets off the plane and he sees her waiting there.
Is he working with bees now?
She
in the U.S.?
She brings him to work with her bees. And they're like, this is what we have in common. Like, even though we've been fighting a little bit. And they get in the outfits and she sees him. Because I guess he's way more experienced. And she's like, in the interview, she's like, oh, he's so sexy when he works with the bees.
Oh,
she gets like
God.
Turned on.
She wears that suit when he fucks her.
I'm sure.
Puts a little hole, cut it for his wiener.
You may smoke him and put him on her body.
Yeah. You may smoke that pussy. Make that pussy smoky.
So, oh man. So what was I saying?
You say get off a plane?
So he gets off the plane. She's waiting there for him. And she's like literally like tons of times passing. She doesn't know where the fuck this guy is. I think like an hour, maybe more passes.
He's pounding some chicken in the fucking
so she,
lavatory.
He gets off. She's like, where are you? Like, where? She hugs him. He's like, like he like doesn't. So then they're just standing there awkwardly. He just kind of like smiles. He's like a Dean Gelbert. He's like, he smiles at you. And she's like, look. She's like, what? And he's just like, yeah. So this guy comes up and he's like wheeling a bag and he's like, hey, he sees him. They do a double kiss, the European kiss on both sides of the cheek. And he's like, Anna, this is Omar. And she's like, okay. She's like, hi. And they just stand there and it's complete silence.
He met him on the plane?
And so she goes, Marcel, who is this? It's Omar. Like, it's like everyone knows Omar. And she's like, yeah, I don't know who he is. And he's like, we met on the plane. And that's it. No other, like, we didn't, like, that's all she gives him. And the guy speaks English and he's just like, yeah.
he said that I could come home with you guys.
And he looks at her, he goes, he's like, good luck. And he's like, you know, take care of him to her.
Jesus Christ. I bet he told the guy, you want to be on TV? Cameras be there.
He has like a huge 1980s camera that he wears around his neck at all times. It's unbelievable. Oh, by the way, he gets sent to Nebraska. This motherfucker's living in Nebraska. And the kids are like, do you like pizza? He's like, pizza? Very good. So they take him to get pizza, and then he complains, in Turkey, pizza, very good here, you know. And they're like, what?
Where did he take him? Domino's?
I don't know, but Turkish pizza. But
I mean, everything's probably handmade there as opposed, you know, fresh ingredients.
This guy is tremendous.
I don't know why aren't they putting this out on Netflix?
It should be.
The TLC knows what it has. Netflix puts every TLC show out.
So then there's this American lady ends up living in Russia as a translator for English, but she speaks no Russian. So she teaches Russian to speak English, which would be hard if you don't know Russian.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a...
Yeah, I'm going to do that. So I can go there, get married, and come back?
And you're telling me I don't need to speak a lick of Chinese to go over there and teach English?
My third block cock would be, compared to those guys, no deformities.
Third block cock. I got first world nutsack.
Yeah.
I got first world semen.
No calluses, no nuclear fallout. So this guy is like a major, got major into bodybuilding. He's a trainer. Married three times.
Okay.
Here's his pattern. He knocks you up. You have the baby. He's out.
Okay.
He's got two kids by the two women. This is his third wife. This lady's got third wife.
Okay.
She's pregnant.
Okay. Good move.
That's why they're getting married. And this woman's like, you know, I just think those other relationships didn't work. This is definitely going to work.
Of course. Yeah. How old's this lady?
She's way younger.
How old?
20s, probably late 20s.
Okay, well, so I give her a pass. She doesn't know yet. That's not how it works.
She seems fairly naive. Like, just hearing her talk, you're like, she isn't.
Is she hot?
She's good looking.
Is this guy hot?
He's a good looking guy. He's like jacked.
Like roided jacked?
He looks like very Russian.
Like roided Russian jacked?
Not like huge roided, but probably maybe something, yeah. He's a big dude.
Russian chicks are hot. I don't know what this guy's exes are probably smoking hot.
They bring one on the show because he.
Is she hot?
She had a bad grill, but she was
that's attractive fine. Lady.
So this lady's like,
wait, he still talks to the chicks that the kids they've
he
abandoned.
He like barely sees the kids. The woman's like, it's so sad that his wife only lets him see him once a year. Yeah. I go, come on, dude.
You dope.
You crazy. What woman's like, I wish I had zero help, but one day a year.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
There's something wrong with the guy.
Get out of here.
Who's not fighting for more time with his kids.
So you're watching them on the show as she gets more and more pregnant, and you just see him like pulling more and more back, and you're like, oh, boy. They're moving to the U.S., and she's like, why are you like only packing like three pairs of shorts? That's all the guy packed, three pairs of shorts and some t-shirts. It's like, it makes it seem like you're not like, you know, you may leave at any moment. He's like, I buy what I need in a medical.
So he's leaving his full wardrobe at home.
Yeah.
Where does he live, with his parents?
I don't know if he's
putting it in storage.
And then the guy, like, she's like, in America, it's going to be different. I'm going to work. You can't go to the gym all the time. He's like, your family watch the baby. I don't need to. And she's like, this guy doesn't even want to watch the kid.
Well, she's like, don't worry, it'll change once we move in.
Yeah, I was like, good luck to you. Because he's going to be on to the next.
It's so sad, but so hilarious.
You just see it. You're like, how do you not see this on paper? Oh, and she goes, I met him at my gym. Like, basically, like, while he was still married. But he's like, you know, we were friends. And I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
friends. You guys are just pals. You met her, you happen to be married, then you get divorced, and you end up with her
right away.
This
guy is going to be pounding so much ass at his gym when he gets to the U.S.
Oh, he claims he's opening a gym. He has all these
plans. He probably will. And he'll start pounding chicks
at the gym. He wants to compete. They showed him all bronzed up, and he wants to be.
Is he that big?
He's a big guy. I don't know. I'll show you him.
He is going to clean house in America.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to have at least five more kids in the U.S.,
Oh,
my God.
This is only
three pairs of shorts. Where are they moving to?
This is only the beginning for this.
Where are they moving to?
I think she's from Maryland.
He's bringing shorts only? It gets
There's
cold
on
there.
On the upper right there.
Oh, yeah, that guy's jacked.
Man. Sasha. Old Sasha.
Too bad. That chick is stupid as fuck.
She's 29. He's 32.
Yeah.
Third marriage, third kid. It's quite a record.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Do you have to pay child support in Russia?
I don't know their rules on that. I'd say
probably
no.
I don't know if they have any rules.
I'm going to say no.
Probably not.
That's why I want to be a citizen here so bad.
I can do whatever I want.
I want to meet you, Sasha. Great Russian citizen like myself.
Oh, I have a feeling that I could get Brandon Dassey out of prison.
I, too, do not take care of my children to the best of my ability. It's a waste of time.
Hey, Stephen Avery, I'm coming for you. They're like, no, he's in prison. I heard what you did to Teresa Halbach, and I'm going here to avenge her death.
That case has been taken care of, Stephen, there.
The old man.
I only got two more. There's two more couples. There's a guy in L.A. So this guy, I immediately see him, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure he may not be a heterosexual male.
Okay.
He meets a woman online, and he claims he thinks she's being catfished. she's attractive, but like I was.
He's one of these guys. He's like, this is too good to be true.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
So she's like, I'm from L.A. Well, it turns out she's from Finland and lives in Finland and is lying about her address.
So kind of catfished.
Yeah. So it's a same
lady. Yeah.
So then he's driving to the airport because she's coming over for the 90-day fiance. Lo and behold, and this guy, he can't believe the coincidence. Her sister lives 10 minutes away from him. And she won a green card lottery to live in the U.S. I've never even heard of that.
Yeah.
So there's a lottery, I guess. I don't know if it's in whatever country. So she won it, comes to the U.S. Lo and behold, her sister ends up on a dating site in the same neighborhood. That's crazy.
Wow.
And he's like, how crazy is that, right? And I'm like, what the fuck?
So the sister never was like, she had a sister there all this time. And never once did she go, you know, where do you live? Here's where my sister lives.
I don't know. And both of these women, even though it's Finland, they're like, because I associate this with like Russian women a lot or people, ice cold, like never smile. Like she comes to see him. She's like,
European, Germans
just,
are like
she's
that.
She's just like, hello. Like literally, like he's like ecstatic. Like
some Europeans are like that.
And she,
French are like that.
Like she meets his family and she's like, I don't need to marry his family. I don't care. Then she meets his friends. I don't need to marry his friends. I don't care. And the guy's like, you know,
I'm going to stay at my sister's house for a while.
Yeah, I was like, oh boy.
Wow.
And the sisters have had like identical work. They have a lot of work on their faces, like cheek filler, lips.
What neighborhood does this guy live in?
They showed Venice, but you know how those shows they just show like inserts? Yeah, so yeah. I don't know where he lives. Just
stock footage.
The guy lives with his parents. And so he moves this lady in. Like in the day of, his mom's like, oh, we need to talk. Your stepfather's going to be home from work. He needs to talk to you about something. So they sit him and the lady down. And they're like, yeah, like there was a miscommunication. And you guys can't live here together out of wedlock. They're religious.
Jesus Christ.
They make him move out. She has to live with this guy's parents alone.
Wait, what? He moves out?
He has to go live with his brother.
Why doesn't she live with her sister?
I don't know. I guess because they'd probably take away her visa. Because they're like, you're not a real couple.
Jesus Christ.
So she's stuck living with this guy's married parents.
Oh.
Or his stepfather, mother.
She's coming from Finland. It's not that bad. It's not bad at all in Finland.
You'd imagine she's not so happy about the arrangement.
Why would you leave Finland, though, for this nightmare?
I guess it sounds like she said, like, I've always dreamed of living in the U.S. And her sister did it. And then I think she's like, oh, I got to do it, too. And she found this fucking sap who's going to get taken for the ride of a life. This guy's like, you know those things? I don't even know what they're called. There's a name for them. They look almost like an ice cream cone. It's like a stick and there's a ball. And the stick goes into there's like holes on the ball and there's a string and you can do all these stupid tricks.
Oh,
with it.
The cup. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He carries one of those around all the time.
Oh, my God.
All the time. He's in the hotel room doing it because they stay in a hotel for the first night because they want to fuck. He's like, hey, you know, keeps going like, what do you want to do? And she's like, I just got in and I went to sleep. And he's like, yeah, you know, I was, you know, and see each other while. She's like, I'm tired. Long flight. I need to shower and sleep.
Yeah, you definitely need a shower. You don't want to eat that ass.
And I'm like, dude, this guy, this lady doesn't even like this guy.
Ugh.
This is bullshit. Last is this 6'8" ogre.
Woman?
Man.
Okay.
He lives in Washington State. I think it's Washington State. Decides that he's going to buy his family's like farm. Goes into huge debt buying it. But doesn't make any money off it, doesn't know how to make money off it, but just like, I just wanted the...
So he just dove in head first, not knowing how to farm or anything. Okay.
And he works with this guy who, like, I think is... The guy makes Das Man look like fucking... like one of those Jeopardy super champions. This guy, like, it's insane that his farmhand is like... It's insane, this guy's level of intelligence. The guy's name is Bo, and the ogre's like, Bojangles. He's like,
Bojangles?
And he's like, hey, like, you know, hey, you'll meet this lady real soon, or, you know, like, and there's like no teeth, like a ponytail. Like, this guy is fucking crazy.
What a fucking freak show.
So his best friend, the ogre's best friend, meets a Russian bride. This must have been online. Her best friend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
Another shocker. She's like, I was coming off a divorce, so I forget the guy's name, meet the ogre. The ogre talks like Frank Fritz. He's like, I seen her online, and I knew right away. Oh, she's beautiful.
She looked like she was Italian.
He loves talking about porking her. He goes to...
He's been porking her, or he loves to talk about like that he's going to pork her?
Both. They're going through what all of them go through.
Is she hot?
She's good looking, but she's not like crazy good looking.
Yeah. Is this guy like a Neanderthal?
He used to be like four bills, but he got like real depressed when he got divorced. And he gained all his weight, but then he lost. But he's still
He used to be 400 pounds, and then he gained weight on top of that?
No, I think he got up to.
Okay.
And then he's down, but he's still like a big, huge ogre.
Yeah.
He just looks kind of like a yokel.
She might love that ogre cock.
So he may meet.
By the way, ogre cock, great band name.
So they're going through the K-1 process, and then not K-1, the kickboxing.
That's what I was thinking.
So she gets delayed, and so she, like, you can tell she just starts, she berates him, and he just does whatever. She's like, we haven't seen you. I don't even know when I'm going to move there. And she was like, all my stuff is packed. I say goodbye to everyone now. Like, oh, boy, what are you, at the airport? The fuck are you? You don't even have a visa. And she's like, you need to come see me now. And he's like, you know.
He also has a farm.
And he's like, you know, money's tight. She's like, you don't want to see. He's like, okay, yeah, honey, okay, I'm going to book a flight. So he books a flight. He goes to Russia.
He leaves the farm?
He leaves it with his fucking guy who's going to burn it down.
The tard?
Yeah. He's going to be letting people fuck horses for money.
Well, so some things have changed. It's not a farm anymore. It's a brothel.
He's like,
it's a horse brothel.
He's like, I wish you the best of luck over there. And, you know, you go to Russia over there.
Where's Russia? Here in Iowa?
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck? He's like, hold the fort down. I'm like, you're leaving this fucking guy in charge.
Whoa, it's a fort? I thought it was a farm. Where's this fort you're talking about?
Pillows? They got pillows over there? So he goes over there, and her like fucking mother, her mom speaks like no English, but the mom's like, I do not like her. She divorced her husband because the mom didn't like him.
Oh.
And because he wouldn't give her kids. She's like 35. And she's like, I need kids like now. She tells the guy while he's visiting there, like, I want you to knock me up like tonight. And he's like, oh, money's been tight. She's like, what you don't like? He starts like berating him. He's like,
okay, I guess I will.
And so he does an interview and he's like, oh, she's a tigress. And he starts doing like noise, like the like all this like tiger now. He's like, she just wants to pounce, and she's just like, oh, come on now, stop. Like, think about fucking her. Like, it's so fucking.
But the mom doesn't like him?
No, the mom loves him. Oh. Hated the ex-husband. That's why the lady left him. And she's like, my mom's everything to me. I love. And the mom's like this little tiny.
So the mom's coming with.
The mom speaks no Russian, and he gets
or
there.
Or no English.
And he's like, mama, how you doing, mama? And he's like, the lady's like, oh. Yeah.
Where she lives? Siberia?
I don't know where. He stays with the mother because all these people live at home.
Yeah.
And he's like, mama.
Can't afford to.
He's like, mama, we're going to the bedroom. Starts laughing like, I'm going to go fuck your daughter.
This guy's real comfortable.
And the mother's like, oh, yeah, okay, yes. Like, what the fuck is happening? And then he does an interview with her and he's like, oh, the sex was real good for me. Oh, yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
So the mom's coming with to the U.S.
I don't know. The woman makes him jog because the woman like loves fitness and he's like this big ogre. She makes him jog through the park. I don't know if this guy's ever run in his life. His legs like didn't bend properly.
Like, he's 6'8". How old is he?
But I know 6'8" guys who are athletic.
But he had 400 pounds on him.
No, dude, this guy's legs like didn't bend. It was crazy. And she's like berating him.
His knees are going
to
blow out.
And this fucking idiot turns to her and he's like, did you, used to work out with your ex-husband? She's like, why would you bring that up? You like, she freaks the fuck. He's like, just topic of conversation. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that.
Freak.
I'm sorry. And she berates him. So there you have it, 90 Day Fiancé. Check it out if you haven't. Unbelievable.
I can't get fucking TLC.
You need access to it.
Yeah, I know.
You're missing out. TLC, they've outdone themselves with this one. And the spinoffs, there's so many I haven't even seen.
This is a cash cow for them.
Dude, they have spinoffs of...
I wonder what the ratings are for this.
Oh, it's got to be through the roof.
I mean, it might be one of the most popular. It could be... Dude, shows don't get a lot of... This could be a... ratings juggernaut.
Dude, if on the night it's on, it's always trending on Twitter. There are people who just, and a lot of, I got to admit, it are funny. They just shit on these people hard. Like, and they say like the meanest shit. And they have like all like their own language, like their own memes or like all.
Yeah.
And it's just like this group of people who watches it together.
What do you think they pay these people?
Oh, I think next to nothing.
But I know, but then they when they do the spinoffs is where they make the money.
Oh, yeah. One lady, there's one woman who like wasn't entertaining at all. I
gave her a spinoff?
Her and this guy. I didn't get it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They probably stayed together, right?
Yeah.
Most of them probably don't.
That's true.
So it's like, how do you get the spinoff?
There are some gems on it. There's one woman who deserves her own show. She's just like this small, I think I told you about the twin. She's a twin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She deserves her own show. She's gold.
But she's got to stay with the guy.
That's her, she's going on her third foreign guy just to stay on the show.
Okay, and they're probably just, they're feeding
They know
them.
She's a ratings.
They're probably like, by the way, we'll pick the foreign guys for you from now on.
They know she's a ratings bonanza. You can't get away from her.
This is to me the equivalent of Teen Mom.
Oh, yeah, for sure. In Beverly Hills, same thing.
Yeah, and they'll all make a fortune off of this, probably, if they have got the goods, which is completely fucked up background and the complete idiots.
Oh, Courtney watches all these shows, and it just drives me insane. She watches Vanderpump Rules, which is from that fucking bar.
But
they have no talent, and here I am trying to make a break, and these fucking 16-year-olds got pregnant. They have mansions because they all live in Kentucky, Ohio. They have fucking huge houses, and their talent was reproducing underage.
Yeah.
And they're all like, I'm getting a restraining order on him.
You reproduce too late.
And his mom fucking, lit our car on
Here's
fire.
Here's the thing, though. You have to be willing to humiliate yourself in front of millions.
Oh, I've seen her watching that show when this girl's like, I feel suicidal. And the producer's like, she's like, I don't want to do the show. He's like, you know, come on, let's just talk. And you're like, they have no
paycheck.
Soul. Those producers have no soul.
I worked on The Apprentice, and I saw them like how they manipulate people into these conflicts. And it is ridiculous.
They're like, keep the alcohol flow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're like, let's keep fucking it up. And like, who's fucking who? And I heard this person said shit about you. Why don't you talk about that? I literally would drive them and then they would stop and I would watch them interview these fucking people.
Yeah.
And they were just like, you know, this person said this about
you. It's
like
cops and they're like, you know what your friend said? Friend said you did it. Like, what? Yeah. It's just crazy. It's a crazy. These people are making, I think in these TLC people, they do appearances is where I think they make their money.
Can you imagine that? Dude, what a hellhole.
They go like,
Did you see John Travolta's doing he's doing.
Is he doing cameo?
He's doing.
Get him to call in.
Worse, he's doing meet and greets.
What?
He did a meet and greet with Olivia Newton-John in Florida.
Is he broke?
Dude, he has multiple plays. I mean, we talked about The Fanatic on Beach Cops.
Yeah.
Which. He's done a string of horseshit movies that have gone like straight to streaming.
People are comparing this to The Room with like a new age.
The Fanatic?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I really think if you haven't seen The Fanatic, check it out. We talked about it on Beachcocks extensively. But I would watch a sequel to this. I would watch. This should go on. The Fanatic should not die with one. This should go on.
Still haven't seen it, but it's directed by Fred Durst, the one and only Limp Bizkit.
So fucking good. It is like you can't believe that John Travolta is actually playing this character.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe. But yeah, he's doing meet and greets. He's doing fucking like autograph signings like Star Trek. Now there's a lot of money to be made, but he used to be a movie star.
No, huge.
But he's got jets. Do you know how much fucking jets cost? Eventually you run out of money.
Has he been divorced? No.
No, he's still with his lady.
Okay, so he didn't get... But he has had some settlements, I think.
Yeah, maybe. There might have been some massage-related settlements.
So that'll cost you, as R. Kelly has taught us.
Could, but he was like... Up. His promotion for it, too, is like, it's freaky.
It would be bizarre to even... Like, you're like, what are you
it's
doing
weird.
Here?
He's like, Olivia, where are you? I'm in Sydney. I didn't see you, but I definitely will see you in Florida at the meet and greet.
Is he dressed up in his grease attire?
At the meet and greet he was. Because the meet and greet was like 2 weeks ago or something.
You're the one that I want.
Oh, dude. He was like... And then he did another one where he's like, I'm in Saudi Arabia and I didn't see you, Olivia. I hope I see you in Florida at the meet and greet on the fucking whatever, the 27th.
He's like, stop doing the meet and greet promos. You're embarrassing even me.
Dude, it is like...
What the fuck?
I'm like... part of me is like, just... Don't humiliate yourself like this and just have less shit.
Live a humbler life.
Have less shit. You don't have to fucking... Maybe he loves it, though. He might love it.
He may love meeting the people.
He might love it.
I would say no, but I don't think I would love it. And I'm not. I've never been in a movie
star. Yeah, but here's the thing is, like, you forget on those sets, like, you don't get any feedback from anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you don't get any admiration. Like, you know, we go on stage and we get it there, but like,
instantly,
this guy gets nothing other than like if he walks down the street and someone recognizes him. So if you go there, it's like getting, you know, it's like doing a theater and everyone's loving you for fucking
and all the women
3 hours.
Like, you're so handsome.
Oh, I love your shaved head.
Oh, let me touch it. He's got a pose with them all. Man.
I think he probably does love. And who knows? Maybe he's doing it as a favor, Olivia Newton-John. Maybe she needs the money. I think it's him, though.
Sick for a bit, but.
I think it's him. If you watch The Fanatic and then you see he's doing a meet and greet, you're like, oh, yeah, this dude's desperate.
Always live like it's going to go away because you don't want to end up in a fucking meet and greet in Florida with Olivia Newton-John.
Dude, it'd be hard, though, if you're him. He was a huge movie star. You would think it would... at some point, you would go, I will never run out of money.
He was a huge movie star, making, had that huge dip, then he came back with Pulp Fiction, was big again.
Big again, and then blew it again.
It's crazy.
You think Tarantino's like, you fucking moron, I brought you back.
I resurrected you, and you fucked it.
Keep in mind, his downward turn was still Look Who's Talking, which was a mega hit.
Yeah.
So he just wasn't like a reputable guy anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, what a fucking insane.
Who knows? He may have a couple more runs in him at the rate.
Dude, and I hope they're all Fanatic. I hope it's Fanatic 2, Fanatic 3, Fanatic 4.
Fanatic TV adaptation.
90 Day Fanatic. I would love all of it.
I want a comic to somehow, like John Little, like somebody we know needs to get on this show.
I don't understand why this is his way to fame and fortune.
It'd be great. Say he get his own show.
Yeah.
And his mom loves the show. He admitted it on this show.
Yeah.
So she would be like, John, I've never
seen my little Johnny boy on there.
More proud of you. She's like, and I get to be on the show.
Yeah. And it requires no work. It just requires you to fuck foreign chicks.
And he's like, compared to a lot of these other guys, he lives in LA, like it's a decent city.
He's got the same amount of money as a lot of these guys. He's at least not living at home.
If he likes younger, he could get younger.
Yeah, where he lives now would be great for a camera crew to show the lady showing up at his place.
He's doing it all wrong. He's fucking foreign women, allegedly, on American soil. You need to do it there.
Dude, get out of...
Yeah, leave our country.
Yes, go on foreign soil.
Yes.
He's already doing it. All he needs is tape.
We want him to get paid for it.
We should pitch him on a real pitch. Like, look, dude, what we should do is fill it. Like, give him all the information to start getting the process started.
He needs to do it.
Because he is an idiot. He could sit at home and do nothing and just talk to foreign chicks like he's doing now.
Yeah.
And make money. Do you want to make money talking to foreign women?
And having sex
on your computer and
all
having sex with them?
May or may not get married. If he doesn't want to get married, throw him out after 90 days. They'll love it.
Yeah.
He throws them out.
Yeah.
Like, he'll probably be brought back. They'll be like, he's an asshole. Bring him back. Then he could meet another cast member, maybe fall in love with them, and you get your own spinoff.
Who knows? Maybe he meets the right woman.
Yeah. Met Funoko.
she's from Fukushima.
Yeah.
She lived there while the reactors were burning down.
Yeah. She may not be long for this world.
She wants a kid. I think that kid's definitely going to be fucked up.
Yeah, I think he's got to do it. It's somebody
There's not a lot of Asians, right?
Yeah, there's been a lot of Filipinos on there.
Oh, there has. Okay. Yeah. Indian.
Never been an Indian.
Indian? What other?
Never seen. I don't think Chinese is allowed to leave, are they?
You can get them out.
I've seen Chinese.
Chinese, Indian.
I mean, you got to think of like...
Oh, really backwoods Australians or New Zealands?
I don't think there's been any of those.
New Zealanders?
Pretty much like any like impoverished area.
Fijians?
They've had
any Polynesian countries?
One Jamaican. There was a Samoan guy who got with a lady. No, he was Samoan, actually.
Man,
it's never going to stop. It's evergreen.
He'll be able to do cruise ships for the rest of his life.
But I'm saying the show casting's never going to stop.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many people.
And now, if say you're somebody at home and you're like, hey, I have bad luck with love. Why wouldn't you? And you see these, you're like, I could do that.
With his diarrhea issues. Can you imagine that? I got to go to the bathroom. Cameras like right up against the door.
You're like, John, is there anything?
Fucking shit in his pants.
Welcome to the casting interview. Is there anything interview? Yeah, I had diarrhea once for like 5 years straight. Lost me a relationship. They're like, this guy is great.
This guy's great.
We need him.
Dude. I
love to see John Little speaking into a phone.
Yeah, how you feeling? Hands her the phone. She looks at it, reads it. Yeah, good. Okay.
Dude, he was hitting on, when we went to the Comedy Store Christmas party, we took a lift over there. We shared, did a shared lift, and there was two Asian chicks in the back. They were going to In-N-Out Burger, and right when they were getting out, he's like, you get that double-double. They were like doing the hee-hee-hee. And he's like, oh, dude, I think I could have fucked those chicks. I mean, dude, he is already, he's a foreign bloodhound.
2020, my resolutions to get John Little. On, dude, foreign dating sites.
I already told him. He's already on. Like, what, he's attracting foreigners.
No, like, there are sites where you're, like, strictly...
Well, yeah, you
like
got to go...
Brazilian on. Women.
He's got to go Russian.
Yeah.
Russia's his calling, man. But here's his problem.
Did he yell at that Russian woman because she was on the phone with her mom?
Yeah, I think he's trying to watch TV.
Hey, hold it down, Olga.
She freaked out.
She was, like, screaming at her brother or something.
But he... is like, it's crazy because I told him this China thing. He goes to China to be an actor. He could be an action star. He could be the new Liam Neeson, but he won't do it.
There's a lot of opportunities.
This is the same.
We're telling him the foreign market is where he's going to score.
It's too late here. It's over.
The U.S. has seen enough.
You could be a big fucking...
fresh face in these countries.
Yeah.
And no. they have 90-day fiancé the other way, where you have to move to some other country as an American. Yeah. Some old lady moved to fucking Qatar.
Oof.
Dude, this lady was like 65 years old, and the guy was like 30.
Wow.
And the guy looked like a fucking model, like jacked.
Is he loaded? Qatar is...
No.
Is that the one where they have all the foreign slaves?
Yeah.
You know, I think the average income there is like $260,000.
No, he was living off her because as soon as her money dried up, he divorced her.
Okay.
He threw her the fuck
out. Yeah, Qatar is the fucking...
Because I was like, because it seemed like he was legit. He was a good actor.
There's a ton of oil over
there.
Is
he in love with her? Because it seemed like he was in love with her. And she like, the word for sex, I guess, at least slang, is jiggy jiggy.
And so where'd she get this from, Will Smith?
She kept being like, she's like, we do some jiggy jiggy, huh? And he wouldn't eat her pussy. And she said it more. So she bought a vibrator and he found it and he fucking went nuts.
Yeah, you can't fuck around over there.
He's like, what are you doing? You disrespect me? I'm not enough for you. And she's like, you're not doing certain things that I need, you know? And he's like,
dude, by the way, you're going over there like, you're going like a Middle Eastern country. And these guys aren't into pleasing women.
Oh, there's different sets of rules.
Yeah, he's like, I come, you're done, that's it.
I think
eating pussy's against a lot of religions.
She went to a coffee shop without telling him, and he freaked the fuck out. He's like, you tell me where, you don't leave without telling me. Like, but it's like, you're in it, that's where he's from, that's what the rules are.
The problem is America, so many people are so stupid, where it's like, yeah, go there, it's just like America. Like, no, like that chick who moved to Syria.
And on paper, she's like, oh yeah, this guy's totally in love with me. Like, there's nothing amiss here. I'm a heavy set 65-year-old woman.
Delusion, dude, delusion is so...
This guy's fucking ripped, and he's like 30 years old.
Delusion is such a fucking powerful beast. I love it.
Like, I'd go online on the Twitter, and like all these like women would be like, oh man, he's so fucking hot. Jesus Christ. Like, these are like women his age, not like this lady. His name's Aladdin, not Aladdin. But somebody called him Aladdin on the...
they freak out?
On the post wrap-up show. They Skype in the foreigners because they can't come in the God. U.S. Yeah, he didn't like it.
All right. Well,
yeah. 2020.
We got to get Tebow on the show.
Yeah.
Maybe next episode.
He likes himself some 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, we'll get him on the show, and we got some other guests coming up.
Yeah, 2020.
Hot and heavy.
Yeah, we got some of the presidential candidates coming on. There's one of them.
Zerk supper for a 2020 fart.
Speaking of that fart, a few episodes back, remember we did what story was it? It was the diarrhea pouring.
Yeah,
it was our second week straight of diarrhea bucket. And Courtney said she had to pause the podcast because she was gagging.
So
we'll make you laugh.
So she likes it.
We'll make you laugh. Saying? We'll make you cry. We'll make you gag.
We'll put diarrhea in your eye.
And she said she had to fast forward it because it was just too much.
Too gross?
Yeah, it was too much. Said we were getting too graphic.
What was the second diarrhea story?
Remember there was a guy on the loose in Canada?
Oh, the second bandit.
He's a serial diarrhea thrower.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you can't handle your diarrhea, get out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
Where they're heating it up.
But then she had all these follow up questions because she's like,
oh, because she didn't listen to the whole thing.
She just wanted the basics, and she said we were adding too many like other scenarios and like.
Well, that's what we do.
That's what the whole show is.
She said she almost threw up. So it felt like we had accomplished something.
Wow.
We got a reaction.
Well.
And that's all you want in comedy.
Look, Courtney, I'm going to address you directly. We're not looking for these diarrhea stories, but if another hot one comes off the presses.
They find us.
We have to tackle it.
Yeah.
2020, we're branching out. It's not just bestiality. It's diarrhea store attacks, too.
We need to get on like the ground floor one.
Yeah.
Like when the first crime happens and cover it like as it goes.
Here's the thing. It's like a lot of things. We were there first. People have weaponized diarrhea.
Yeah. What, are we going to not cover that?
Yeah.
We're doing a
couple
service.
Of years, everyone's going to cover it.
We're warning the public. Like, watch out for diarrhea being thrown on the streets.
Doing a PSA.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
We should do a PSA on the basement, which hopefully.
Oh, yeah, with diarrhea. Soon. Watch out for diarrhea pouring.
And how to prevent it. Or a martial arts class that strictly teaches you how to prevent
diarrhea attacks. Tired of getting diarrhea dumped on your head?
Dillman. Here's how you prevent diarrhea attack.
You make it look good.
Chee ball to the bucket. You pour it on his head.
And we're like, all right, Dillman, we got a real bucket of diarrhea here. You try to stop it. Oh, you must have put your
throw it on
you
head.
Must have put your finger in your butthole when you did it, because that counteracts my ability.
He must have done so. He had his ears. We're doing.
Oh
something
yeah, he
weird.
Was licking his teeth, and I couldn't.
Everyone knows that blocks it.
I couldn't do anything.
What kind of watch do you have? Is it digital?
Oh, is that prevented? Is that a Casio?
That interferes with it.
Fuck me
you
up.
You got to take it off. Oh, right. Dillman.
Let's get out of here. I got a spot.
Oh, shit.
Got to get down there.
If you're listening to this in 2 weeks.
Yeah, you can come see me if you have a time machine. What's that time machine gets invented? Come see me.
Yeah. It's 2020, everybody. Time machines. This is the year of the hoverboard.
Yeah.
It's happening. All right. Let's get out of here.
Here we go. Whoa. A long pause.
All you out there grazing on some grass couldn't help but notice that gorgeous ass. That tail flips so seductively, almost like a hand was welcoming me. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you now. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you now. Hey, baby girl, do you want an apple? Girl, do you want some grains? Your hindquarters are making me insane. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you now. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you now. I might be a man, you might be a horse, but this bond between us is overwhelming. Could see inside us, then they'd know that it's true. Then you'd be inside of me, and I'd be inside of you. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you, no. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you, no.
Never fire a warning shot. Shoot, you shoot to kill.
Yeah.